As Hashem has spoken, we begin Perek Shemini, the eighth and final chapter in Amseches Yom Tov, in the laws of resting and celebrating Yom Tov in the Sefer Zman, the Book of Designated Times, which in this Perek, we continue the theme of the previous Perek. We're discussing the halachas of Chol HaMoed, specifically different malachas of Chol HaMoed, and regarding the halachas of Erev Yom Tov, which are similar in the way to that of Chol HaMoed. The Rambam begins halacha regarding watering and digging, Nahareis HaMoshchim and HaGamim, regarding the streams that are drawing from the rivers. You're allowed to water from them, these parched fields on Chol HaMoed. As long as Shalei Pasok, as long as the water didn't stop, the flow, it constantly flows from the river, so you have to be concerned that maybe you're going to take with a jug and water, because that would be a great effort, which is not allowed. So too, even a pool, but the stream of the canal goes through that pool, so you're allowed to water from that pool. So to a pool should not from a base hashlochen that's actually dripping from a different irrigated field. And still dripping, you can water from it a different field that needs to be irrigated. But who, as long as shalei pasuk amayin hamashke base hashlochen alyon, as long as the stream, the spring that's watering the upper, the first irrigated field has not stopped, then you can water from that first irrigated field to a second irrigated field. Halacha base aruga, a row of a plantation. Shechetzi namach vechetzi gevaya. Half is lower down and half is higher up. Lo yitlam imakam namach. You cannot draw water from the lower place. Lahashkes makam gevaya to water the row of the plants that's on the higher place. Mishu taylechidl. It's a great effort. Umuta lidlois mayim. Now, one is permitted to draw water. Lahashkes hayirakis to water the vegetables. Kedilachim amayid. If it's to eat on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed. Vimishvili yapoisim. If it's to make it better, then also it's forbidden. You cannot make these ditches which have water by the trunk, by the roots of the grapevines, that they should fill up with water. Now, but if they already were made, but they got ruined, they're getting ruined, then you can fix that on Chol HaMoed. So to be have a canal of water that got ruined, you can fix it on Chol HaMoed. Kids, how so? Let's say it was now only deep, a hand's breadth, meaning after it got ruined. So you could dig it in up until six hand breaths, like it was before it got ruined. So you could take it back to what it was. So if let's say it was now two hand breaths deep after it got ruined, but before and it was actually seven tvachim deep. So you could dig it down till what it originally was, up until seven tvachim. So to meishchin samayim ilan, you could draw the water from one tree to another tree because trees need to be watered like the beis hashlochin need to. But as long as you just don't water the whole field. Now, if the field was moist, then you're allowed to water the whole thing because then it's not going to be so difficult to water it. You can go ahead and sprinkle the field with a little watering because the vegetables on Chol HaMoed, again, it's not such a great exertion and effort in all these things that we describe, and therefore they're permitted. Halacha dal. Because we spoke about in the previous parak, is a big loss, small effort is what's permitted. Zvayim shalei shasum lifnei moed, regarding seeds that weren't watered before Yom Tov. Lo yashkem moed, they're not allowed to water on Chol HaMoed. And the reason is meishem tzrichim ram, because then they need a lot of water. But yovel de teiches is going to come to bring a too much of an effort, which is forbidden even in the place of where there's going to be loss. Now umut lahasib es hanar, you're allowed to redirect the river mimakom lakom from one place to another place. You're allowed to open up a river that got clogged up. Regarding the cisterns and these ditches and these caves, of an individual, if they needed them for drinking, you can go ahead and clean it out. And you could plaster up the cracks. You cannot initially go ahead and dig it on Chol HaMoed. You could gather the water inside of them. Even if you don't need them, you can make these laundering pools for the laundry, for those that are permitted to do laundry, or for whatever's tzarchei moed, you're allowed to make those water pools, those gathering places of water on Chol HaMoed. Halacha hei, achbar mice, shemafsid mesilonis, that are ruining the trees. Sod noisim b'moed, you're allowed to trap them and capture them on Chol HaMoed. B'steilin, now if it's in a orchard, a field of trees, tzod kedarka, you could trap them in the normal way. Kids at house, so chayfa, you dig, b'teilin mitzud, then you hang the trap, and then you trap the mice. Now, v'mohiyas they love, and if there was a what's called a white field, which refers to a field of grain which has no trees over there, but it's samach l'steilin. It's near a field of trees. So tzadon oisim estei halavin b'shina. You could capture them even in the grain field, in an indirect way. Kedish le kunsul steilin b'yachirbur, so that it doesn't even enter into the orchard and ruin it. B'kitzat tzad b'shina. How do you go ahead and trap in an indirect way, meaning in a different way? What you do is, instead of digging a hole, noyed shaput ba'aretz, you stick a stick into the ground, umaka b'kard, you hit it with a hammer, so it goes in, v'achach nefer, it's melatke, you remove it. V'nimzah b'kram agumah, comes out in its place, as a pit, but you didn't really dig it, you did it in the indirect way, you did it in a different way. Halach vav continues regarding building and fixing. Kaisel ginnish enafel, regarding the wall of a garden that fell down, where it's not such a concern of a large loss that people go into a garden. So b'neyu ma'isahed, you could build the wall, but it has to be done as a commoner way, not in a professional way. Or you could fence it with reeds and with gemi, or create similar types of things, not professional walls. So to be making a wall, a fence for the roof, b'neyu you build it in a non-professional way. But regarding the wall of the courtyard that fell, where they would be concerned about thieves, and it would be a great loss if it would be unprotected, but you could build it in the regular way. Now, let's say it was about to collapse the wall, you could demolish it because of the danger, and then you can again rebuild it in the normal way. A person could build a bench to sit down, or to sleep on it, hatzir, a hinge, or batzina, or a pipe, or vakoir, or a lintel, which is a beam that goes on top of the doorway, vamanel, or a lock, vamefteich, or a key, shenishbru, if any one of these broke, masakna, b'mayt kedaki, you can fix them in the normal way, on chalamayt, b'mishal barzel, whether it's made out of iron, b'mishal etz, whether it's made out of wood, shazehav segal, because these are all situations of great loss, because shem yenicha, pesach, b'suachot, loss of shavuch, because if you're going to leave the doorway open, and the door is broken, you know, let's say you don't fix the lintel, or the lock, or the door, nimtzam abed, komash abayis, come on, everything in the house is going to get lost, and going to get ruined. Rabbi Yana would explain in Pergzan Alach Gimel, Kol Shesh Behev says, any time the situation of loss, in the Tzarek Shin, you don't have to do it any different than how it's normally done. Alach Ches, regarding digging graves and regarding clearing out and removing graves, in Chayfin Kever, you can't dig out a grave, Lies Muchen Lamesha Yamas, to be prepared for when the person's going to die. Vein Bain Nasi, neither are you allowed to build it. Avam Hoya also, but if it was ready made, he's a Masak Maid, you could fix it. On Chalamayt, Ketzer Haso, Maisid B'midasa, you could add on to his measurement, Amikasim B'midasa, you could diminish from his measurement, Kedeshi Yenochen, Eishi Yekobabe, that it should be prepared for the time when you have to bury him over there. Halachatas, Imafan Nesames, you can't clear out, exhume a dead person, V'loisat Samas, neither his bones, Bekevle Kev, from one grave to another grave, and B'lim M'chobit L'bazi, whether it's from an honorable grave to a degraded grave, and B'lim M'bazi L'bachobit, not even from a degraded grave to an honorable grave. And actually, V'aslaz Ken L'oilam Mashayim, you're actually forbidden to do this any other time of the year, not only Cholamayit, Elam Kein Hayim Efenei Metich Shaloi, only if you're clearing out the dead person to bring him to his own burial plot with the ancestral grave, Mefanei B'Shayim, then you can clear him out in other times, Afil Mamachubit Labazi, even if you're taking from an honorable grave to a degraded one, but as long as it's his own, then you're allowed to. Lachid continues regarding dealing with trees and with the ground, with earth, Imat Lein Eseilonis. You can't deworm trees, which is ways of getting the worms out of the tree that it doesn't ruin it. Neither can you go ahead and stick excrement on the trees where the bark has peeled, because again, these are all cases of tirchi yisera. This requires a lot of effort. And neither are you allowed to chop off branches from the trees. But you could smear the trees or the fruits that are on them b'shemen, with oil. And you could rip out the flax because you could use it to cover over the produce that's spread out to dry. So there is a yamtiv utility, a chalamayid utility. You could also harvest the hops, which is a type of a grain, a type of vegetation that its leaves are used in the making of beer, ferments. Because you could put it in the barrel to make beer. On chalamayit, if there's anything similar like that has yom utility, then you're allowed to go ahead and do that work. Not allowed to gather sheep into a corral, into a pen, a closed area, so that they should fertilize the ground, because the waste matter of the animals helps the production of the ground. Because that's what you're doing, you're fertilizing the field on chalamayit, which is forbidden. Now, if the animals came on their own, muta, that's permitted. But you cannot assist them. And the neither could you even give them a guard, Lenaris Atzayim, to move around the sheep, to take it from place to place so that their dung, you know, falls out and fertilizes the fields. Now, Hayischer Shabbos, but let's say the shepherd was actually paid by the week, or Schir Chedesh paid by the month, or Schir Shana paid by the year, or Schir Shabbos paid for a Shemitah cycle of 7 years. Then Messiah Nurse, and then you could assist them, and Vesech and Shemer, you could hire a guardian, Lenaris, Tainam, Memokim, Lamokim, to have them shake out and move around the sheep from place to place, because they should be able to call that extra fertilize the whole field. And that's because you're not paying him, you're not doing it for this yomtiv, for this, he doesn't get paid for these days, he gets paid for the whole week, and what's called Havla, and it's paid for a larger context. Hazavos b'chatzer, regarding if, let's say, there is fertilizer in the courtyard, you can't take it out, but Masakon Lesslet's done, you can move it to the sides. But if Nasa Chatzer could have his bucket, but if his courtyard became like a barn, because there's so much waste matter, but there's something Matinus last, then you can take it out to the garbage. Halachid Beis, if someone smooths out the surface of the ground, so it depends, as all these cases over here. If his intention is to prepare, that there should be an area over here where he could put on the pile of grain of produce where he's bringing. Or he needs a place where to thresh. So mutter is permitted because he's doing it for a yom tov purpose. But if his intention is because he wants to smooth out, which makes the ground better, so that you go ahead and do agricultural work, also that's forbidden because not letzarech amayit. Let's say someone's gathering the wood from his field. So it depends. If he wants the wood, so it's permitted. You'll have to take the wood and make a bonfire. But to fix the ground by getting rid of the twigs on the ground, also it's forbidden. If someone's, let's say, opening up water to come into the garden, if the scavenger comes out, if his intent is that because when the water's going to come in, the fish are going to come in, he's going to be able to get fish for yom tov, that's permitted. But from Hashkes Arts, if his intention is to water the ground, well, also that's forbidden. If someone's cutting off branches from the tree, if his intention is to give those twigs to his animal to eat, what is permitted? From his intention is to be pruning and making the tree better, also it's forbidden. And from the person's actions, it can be recognizable for what his intention is. Each one of these cases has that you can be doing it a little bit differently, depending on what it is, and from that you can tell if it's going to be forbidden or permitted. Halachic Gimel continues with other types, other malachas. Tanav Kirayim, regarding an oven and the range, now, it's possible because they make it out of clay. It's possible it'll dry. The Yevim might be able to go ahead and bake it with it on the yomtiv. So nice, and then you can make it on chalamite. If not, a niceness, you can't make it because you're not doing it on chalamite. Now, either way, whether it's going to dry or not, you could build on the earthenware of the oven or the range, what's secondary to it, what's like a sealant, because you can still bake on them even if that part doesn't dry, and therefore that you could make a chalamite. You're allowed to go ahead and weave the ropes of the beds to make the bed frame. You could clean out the mill. You could make a hole for it. You could establish it. You could build the water canal that's used for the mill. You could seal the barrel with tar. You shouldn't have a loss with the wine, even though that takes a lot of effort. There's a backbook, and you could also add, you could seal the bottle, meaning even though there's no great loss, no wine over there, but since not such a tircha, you'll have to seal the bottle. You could seal the opening of the barrel of beer, so it shouldn't be a loss. You could cover the produce that was spread out to dry, they shouldn't get lost. It shouldn't be a loss. And you could soften the garments with your hands, because that's a non-professional activity. But you cannot make the cuffs, the knots up by the sleeves, because that's a professional action. Something that would be forbidden. You're allowed to cut the fingernails of the donkey shel rechem that's used by the mill, which turns it around and grinds the food, which is a tzarech moed, because the fingernails don't let the donkey walk so well if it's not cut. And if it's labahim, you could build a trough, which is what the animal eats from, labahim for the animal. And the horse that he rides on, he's allowed to cut its nails and comb its hair to make it beautiful, because that's all part of the convenience of the ride and the beauty of that, which you're allowed to do. It's a tzarech hamoed. But the emar bein behim moed, not let a mate the animals on chalamoid, because that's not necessarily to be done, like we don't have to yamtim. A makiz ladam, but you can do the bloodletting, and the emayim min refu, you don't stop any therapeutic treatment of healing for the animal. And v'chol macholos hamashkin, and any food or drink she'in machabrim that's not food eaten by healthy people, other food only for healing, mutul adul acham b'leshayis b'moed. Unlike that of Yom Tov or Shabbos, a person allowed to eat or drink these medicines on chol hamoed if he needs it. Look at the Zayin. Eim afan mechatz lechatz b'moed. You're not allowed to clear out your stuff from one courtyard to another courtyard, going through the street on chol hamoed. And b'lim ku'ura l'no, not from an ugly building to a beautiful one. B'lim no l'ku'ura, not from a beautiful apartment to an ugly one. But you can clear out from one apartment to another apartment if it's in the same courtyard. You could bring vessels which are for Yom Tov need from the house of the craftsman. For example, karim, exasus, sleiches, if you bring back pillows or blankets or cups, things that you need, you're allowed to pick it up on chol hamoed. Regarding vessels that are not needed for the Yom Tov, like the pot, the plow, or the one that makes the iron, or the wool from the person who does the dyeing, that you can't bring because it's an unnecessary tirich, which is not for Tzarech HaMait. Now, but let's say that professional, the craftsman, doesn't have what to eat, then so pay him his wages, but leave the item by him. Now, if he doesn't trust him, okay, then you can put it in the house which is closest to him, that you can't bring it home, but you can take it out from him and put it somewhere in the nearest. Now, let's say he's concerned to put it in the closest house because it might get stolen from there. Then he can bring it to another courtyard. But he cannot bring it to his house, only if he does it discreetly. Halacha Zayin continues with the related halacha of Erev Yom Tov, regarding what's forbidden to do then. So, Aslas Malacha Ba'av Yom Tov, it's forbidden to Malacha on the eve of the Yom Tov, and a Mincha Malo, which is from Mincha Gitana, which is 2.5 hours before the end of the day and till the end of Erev Yom Tov. Kamei Erev Shabbos, like it is before Shabbos. Chalois Malacha, whoever does Malacha at those times, in the Raisim Brachalim will not see a sign of blessing from that activity forever. The going by, and we provoke the person, we forcibly stop him from doing Malacha. We don't give him the lashes of rebellion. We don't excommunicate him. Except Erev Pesach, the afternoon before Pesach afternoon, whoever does Malacha afternoon, we excommunicate him. And we don't have to say that we give him the rabbinic lashes. If they don't excommunicate him. Why? The 14th of Nisan, which Erev Pesach, it's not the same thing as any other day before Yom Tov. Because there's a carbon chagiga that they would bring on Erev Yom Tov of Pesach, which chid is carbon, they would slaughter the carbon Pesach then. So therefore, it's more strict, more severe. Halachit ches levikar. Therefore, Yom Abbasan Asab Nisan, the 14th of Nisan, Asab sees Malacha, but they're it's forbidden to do Malacha from rabbinic law, like it is on Chalamayt. Vukal Mukhalishamayt. Now, it's a little more lenient than Chalamayt. And in Asel Mechatzi Yom Lamalo, it's only forbidden from the afternoon and to the end of the day. Shu'z Manashchita, which is time of when you slaughter the carbon Pesach. Amanetzachama Atchatzi Yom, but from sunrise until noon, Tola Beminik. That depends on custom. Mokem Shnogu Lasa, place where the custom is do Malacha Eisen, you could do. Mokem Shnogu Shalay Lasa, place where the custom is not do Malacha Ein Eisen, you don't do Malacha. Halachi test. Now, but filled with makom, even the place where the custom is to do malacha for the first half of the day of Erev Pesach, you should not start and initiate doing a malacha, even though you allowed to do malacha, you shouldn't start one on Erev Pesach, even in the morning. Even though he can finish it before noon. Ella, only sholish umonius bovad. Only three professionals, those are the exceptions. Hainshem eskilim, they could start. But Malkum Shnogalasis, if it's a place where the minig is to do malacha, and they could do their malacha up until noon. Beilehin they are hachiyotin, the tailors, Vasapar and the barbers, Vakavsin and the launderers, because people need them. Al Sharmanis, but other professionals, im Hiskel ben Koyna Abba also, only if they started the malacha from before the 14th, who Shigmat Chatzis, then they can finish up until noon. Because Shein Am Tzrichel Sharmanis, Sarachar, because these other professionals, people don't need them so much. But these three that are very necessary, everyone's getting ready, the tailors and the barbers and the launderers, so therefore that they could do it and even start it up until Chatzayis and Erev Pesach. Halacha Chaf. Now, ha'hoylech me'makam she'oisin. If someone goes from a place where they do malacha until Chatzayis and Erev Pesach, but he's going to makam she'oisin, the place where they don't do. Le'yasa be'yishim. So he cannot do it in the settled area where the people are. Ne'machlik is because of a dispute, because they don't do it, he's going to be doing. Ha'hoylech me'makam but he can do it in the desert by himself. He's going from a place which does not do. Look at Mishayisim where they do malacha. Lo yasi he should not do because Naisin of Chumim Mokum Shiyatsim Hashem. We give him the stringency of the place that he left from. V'Chumim Mokum Shalach L'Shem and to the stringency of the place that he's going to. So he has the stringencies of both. Now the Avapi Cain even so Lo Yisra Bifnehem Shuhu Batal Bimnei Yisur. He shouldn't show himself in front of them that like as if he's not doing work because it's forbidden. Because he's coming from a place that they don't do, even though the place he's going to that does. And we said he can't do because the place he's come. He shouldn't let it be obvious to them. La'olam al yishrama odom, a person should never deviate from common custom, ne'amachleik is because of a kakos fights. And b'chem yishadai to lachzlam kaimei. So if someone, his intention is to go back to where he came from, then actually he could go ahead. So the word v'chein is really more v'chein kol mi. In other words, specifically in such a situation. But then he could be noikach b'kami. He could conduct himself like the people that he comes from, and that's bein l'hakol bein l'hachma, whether leniently or whether stringently. But again, as long as he doesn't show himself from the places that he's at, that he's doing differently than them, nemachleik is because of fighting people and say, hey, you can't do this, and say, hey, where I come from, they do. So at least do it with it where they don't see that being obvious. Halacha chaval. Melichin umavien. You could bring and take kelim beza uman, vessels from the craftsmen, barba asa acha chatzais, on Erev Pesach afternoon, af b'shein l'tzarech mod, even though it's not necessary for the yomtiv needs. Begurf and zevel, and you could shovel out the waste matter, mitachas ragam hema, from beneath the legs of the animal. When you could take it out to the garbage. Umeshivin shebachim latanagun, you could also bring the chickens, make a nest for them. Now, if there's a chicken, a hen that was sitting on the eggs, 3 or more days. Now, at that point on, the eggs cannot be eaten anymore. The only validity we'll have is for creating a chick. But then v'meisa, the hen died. So on Erev Pesach, on the 14th of Nisan, you can then put another hen to sit on the eggs. There shouldn't be a loss of those eggs. Now, but ma'id, however, you cannot put another chicken to take its place because we're not sure if it's going to sit on the eggs that were already warmed up by a different chicken anyway. Erev Pesach, which is not so strange, so they will eat regarding the tzafik. Not. But if let's say the chicken ran away from sitting on the eggs, then you can go ahead also and bring it back to its place to continue sitting on its eggs, in contrast to bringing another chicken. We have concluded halachas of resting on Yom Tov, the halachas of Yom Tov.